climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Welcome back to the Joel and Thomas Show, right here on KID News Radio 106.3 and 92.1 FM. And, of course, don't forget, you can always listen from anywhere. Just head to the App Store, download the app, and that's it. You'll be set. You can take us on the go. There's no question that we are seeing a lot of people just shut down and avoid conversations. So we're seeing a lot of extreme people getting very heated and alienating others who don't agree with them, or people deciding that they're just no longer going to engage. And as we look at everything that's going on in the country and right here at home, we need to initiate that important dialogue. And joining me in studio right now to talk about the way that we can do that in a respectful manner is Mark Hopkins and Diantha Hopkins of Braver Angels. Mark and Diantha, thank you so much for being in studio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So Braver Angels has a specific format for putting on debates. And so I would love to have you just kind of shed some light on what's known as the Braver Angels way.
Okay, I'll jump in and start. One of the things I love about the Braver Angels way is this idea that no one is not worth talking to, that everyone is worth understanding, and that even if we don't come to agreement, coming to build trust and understanding and seeing the human in each other is still very, very valuable and helps us to progress and to do what we want to do as a society. And so the Braver Angels debate style basically works in a way so that there's a moderator, a chair, and everybody who speaks, speaks through the chair. So there's a couple people who are set from the beginning. They do a prepared speech, and then people from the audience can ask questions, and then they can also join in and give a speech as well after those couple of people prepared speeches go and give their side of an issue. And what we found, I've actually done this in the classroom with students. I'm a professor at BYU-Idaho, and I've been amazed at how it helps my students to talk, even about difficult issues, and helps get them past, you know, those differences that they have and really feel like they can express their ideas boldly and bravely, but still have respect and still feel safe with each other.
And that's the name of the game, feeling safe and acknowledging the shared humanity. Because I'll tell you what, following that horrible October 7th terrorist attack, we really saw the absence of humanity on full display. And we witnessed things that were happening. And as we were scratching our heads, I think we all came to this conclusion that the only way those individuals could have behaved in that manner is if they stopped seeing those people as human beings. So I love that you brought up that with the Braver Angel way, it is recognizing that everybody's voice matters and you don't have to agree to engage. So I love that. Mark, let's get your insight since you've been involved with Braver Angels about this style.
Yes. I've been involved with it. We've been involved about 3 years now. And we were able to attend a Braver Angels conference last year in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. And it really opened my eyes to basically just see all the different spectrums of, you know, in politics. Far, far left to far, far right. We come together. The best thing, it's been really, really good for Diantha's and I's relationship. Because we are on literally opposite sides of the spectrum. And we've been able to use what Braver Angels has taught us, and not only that and just experience, but how we can talk to each other respectfully. We don't agree on a ton of political stuff, but at the end of the day, we have that common ground that we always know we can come together and fulfill quite a loving and great relationship.
I love that you shared that, Mark, because I think there are a lot of people that fit into that category. Maybe it's their spouse that they don't agree with, or they go to a family reunion and they feel like a fish out of water because they don't see things in the same way that their family sees it. And so oftentimes that's where we see that disengagement happen, and cancel culture and social media certainly fuels that. Temperatures rise, people say things they can't take back, and we create more of a divide. So I love this model. One of the things that kind of caught my attention with regard to Braver Angels is this statement: we treat people who disagree with us with honesty, dignity, and respect. Those things right there, honesty, dignity, and respect, what a beautiful trifecta that is going to absolutely make it possible for us to drive that conversation forward. And what we continue to understand is that if we want to make progress on key issues, it starts with that productive kind of dialogue. And it sounds like Braver Angels has found a formula here that's going to take some of that anger and hatred and mudslinging right out of the equation.
That's exactly what we're hoping. And we see that. I see, you know, between parents and children, or just between, you know, people at work, people at church even, there's just so much confusion or so much, you know, concern about how do we talk to each other? How do we get past this? We do care about our relationships, especially our family relationships. But what do we do when we're so different or when our views have become so opposite? And I think, yeah, as Mark was saying, you know, the Braver Angels offers that. We wanted to do this debate in the community on March 14th so that people could experience that. But we also encourage people to check out the website. There are these free e-courses that you can do. One is called Family and Politics, where you can take a free e-course that helps you to learn how to talk with your family about politics in places where you really disagree. And a lot of it is actually just learning to listen to each other.
I so love that, because right before the holidays, I remember sharing a story here about some statistics that showcase the fact that a lot of millennials and Gen Zs didn't even want to spend the holidays with their families because they wanted to avoid political discussions. And I remember feeling really sad about that, thinking, what? We're going to let disagreements keep us from engaging? So I'm so happy that there is an alternative, something that's going to allow us to engage in a productive way. Because I'll tell you what, I think passion's a beautiful thing. So I don't think that we want people to lose that. It's just we've got to invite to the party compassion, humanity, honesty, respect, dignity, those kinds of things that are certainly going to make a difference. If you have time, I would love to keep you guys in studio for another segment so we can kind of get into this debate that's coming up that Braver Angels is putting on. This is going to be a great way for people to get information about ranked choice voting, but also to experience the magic that can happen when you decide to engage with respect, dignity, and honesty. So we will take a quick break right now. Let me remind you, we have a lot of giveaways going on. So head to our Facebook page, the KID News Radio Facebook page. All the details that you need to enter are right there. We'll be back with more from Mark and Diantha Hopkins after this.